We do understand that the preliminary confidential decision has been shared among the three countries, Canada, United States, and Mexico, to let them know where the WTO is on this particular decision. And also it gives them the opportunity to ask any clarifying questions before an official report comes out. In preparation for this announcement or the final report, we have been working as part of a greater coalition for many years now, but especially here recently since the Farm Bill, to help Congress understand the real ramifications of country of origin labeling, especially when it comes to retaliation. So we joined several other groups among not only agriculture but other industries, sending a letter to Congress asking that they watch very closely as this WTO process plays out. And ultimately, if it does go against the United States again, to weigh in. Now, NCBA is not asking for Congress to weigh in right now. There is still a lot of process left to go through here with the WTO, but we are just making sure that they are aware that this process is ongoing and we should see some sort of definitive answer from WTO soon. A retaliation could come in several different forms. We know in talking to the Canadians that they intend to add tariffs to not only beef, but also other red meats and to many other goods and services produced here in the United States and exported into Canada. Mexico has not given us a definitive list of retaliation, but when you look at past experiences with them, they have done everything from adding tariffs onto products to shutting down the border. So we have to be prepared for any of those as a potential option once we get to that phase. As I said, this is a preliminary confidential decision, so unfortunately we don't have any details on exactly what it says, and we won't have any details until it becomes public, and that's going to take quite a while. As I said, the countries have the opportunity to ask some clarifying questions of the WTO, so the final confidential report will be shared with the three countries probably sometime at the end of July. It will then have to be translated per the requirements of the WTO, and ultimately we expect it to be a public decision that will be released to us and everybody else sometime in September. At that point in time, we will know exactly where the WTO has ruled, and then it will determine whether or not USDA is going to appeal this decision or if we are that much closer to retaliation.